Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on Among the Dust.
It's rather quiet, but that does not mean that there may not be danger ahead.
I just wondered if maybe the soul might start speaking to you.
Science facility and research station.
The generator starts to come to life.
Have I done anything to upset Zaha?
He's always upset with everyone, except me.
This could be it.
My name is Dr. Cethel Theoretti.
5 years earlier, but it is unmistakably Ada.
I made a connection with your soul and I tugged hard. I had activated your renewal. How long until it completes, I do not know, but I know it was what they wanted. I finally did some digging and I know who they are.
She mentioned that when the power was turned on, she was attacked regularly.
From memory, we haven't like put it on a lower setting or anything.
No,
we just flicked it on.
No, it's on maximum.
And now, you almost missed it, having been caught up in the uncomfortable revelation of Ada's condition. But no sooner had the uneasy thought crept back into your minds that the blaring alarm pierced through the silence of now abandoned research station. What was it that Dr. Theoretti had said? With the reduction to only essential power, they'd not had an attack in months. An attack from what? The environmental protections can provide you with oxygen to temporarily survive an Eox's airless surface, but it does little to combat against the larger threats that dwell here on the planet of the dead. Who or what is out there?
Dex, external cameras, where's that alarm coming from? Find me something.
So, Dex, you flit over to one of the various other computer terminals that are around in the station. You can see one of them seems to have a fairly rudimentary lay of the outside area. One's looking at the generator station that you saw, that you worked on to get this place working in the first place. Others are kind of looking roughly in other areas, and you start to do a sweep. You can see Dex as he interfaces it, he... Does Dex have a gender?
No.
That you think of?
Insect.
No? Great.
I feel like we've
maybe
used he before.
I think it's a he. I think he is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. You've given Dex a name. Dex is Dex. Yeah.
So when I'm looking around, I'm looking for cameras and Dex like chirps from a console.
Yeah.
And he's like bringing up the feeds when I rush over and I just kind of scoop him out of the way onto my shoulder and take over and stuff. Flipping through camera feeds.
You know two things. Number one is that there is some sort of proximity alarm that has been triggered. There is something within the vicinity that is going to consider it to be close. And as you look out there, nothing.
There's something in the compound, but I can't see anything.
Well, that means it could be not visible or detectable. Does this compound have any security measures?
Let me see.
I would presume that the proximity alarm is probably the best thing.
I mean, the only thing.
You say that, and that appears to be the case. This isn't a military base. This is a research station. There was means put in place, as you saw through the videos is they didn't say we're going to arm you so you can defend yourself. It's, hey, use less power so you don't draw attention to where you are, because you're a scientist, not a soldier, goddammit.
I mean, scientists could have locks sometimes as a treat.
As a treat, yeah.
just a little lock on the door, maybe.
Did you see anything out there?
I can't see anything.
Then perhaps it's inside here with us.
Do you have your weapons to hand?
Of course.
Silly question, I guess.
Always.
In the interim, if we could bring down the power level...
I'd have to get back to the reactor.
I think that, what's that fucking expression? That a boat has sailed?
That ship has sailed.
That ship has sailed, yeah.
That starship has launched.
Yeah, there you go.
That spaceship has...
I think that starship has launched. Mm. I think we're a little bit past that now. Let's engage with whatever's out there.
Where? You feel the integrity of the entire station shudder and buckle under something. You look again out onto the cameras, nothing.
Well, that doesn't bode well. Still not seeing anything, but certainly feeling it.
Well, we'll definitely experience it out there.
How far away is our vessel?
It was about a 10-minute walk, roughly. It was going to be sooner were you not going under kind of rough terrain, something that Zahark had the ability to traverse quicker. But yeah, I've been looking at your character sheet.
Yeah, well, you described it as rocky terrain earlier, so I didn't think it would apply.
Yeah, yeah. Because I technically count as like difficult terrain.
Sure.
So yeah, you know, someone like Zahark could scale it no problem, but it added like kind of double the amount of time on there. You would just... off that section, down into a patch of ground that the No Wrong Answered had found itself.
Well, it's minutes away over rough ground. Whatever's out there would catch us long before then. And plus, Hutter, there's so much more data on these computers. What are these machines for? We can't leave now. We only have half the picture.
We'll have less of the picture if we expire before then.
That's logical, yes.
But I suppose our chances are slimmer were we to try and make it back to the No Wrong Answers. Is there an optimal place to... bunker down?
Wham! You hear it again. The lights start to flicker. Some of the monitor screens fizzle. They still hold their integrity, but this one slightly more persistent. No noise from what you can hear.
Do you two wish not to go out and engage this thing?
Not without better understanding of what it may be.
A threat to us.
Is it possible to... from inside of the building to get on top of the building?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. It might take a bit of time to kind of navigate your way through, but
sure.
You can see like a little, once you start to look around in the far corner there on the south side, not on the other side from where you came in, you can see there's a little room at the far end of the computers. And if you start to head in there, you can see what kind of accounts are like a hatch that you could climb up and eventually like hit like another level, which is more what would be more kind of a smaller attic for research stations, and then like a little hatch that can pop up out onto what is essentially a second story.
Yeah, I think Pinch is just gonna say something along the lines of like, well, it's not much point just sitting around talking about it, gotta do something, and then scamper over to where he sees the little hatch to go through and look over at Zahark.
Zahark will wander over and give a forearmed boost. Two steps of like one and then a second pair of hands.
That's great.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes like me a little step ladder.
Yeah. And then lift Pinch right up to the hatch.
Yep.
Using stupidly strong character strength.
Why not?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, and you like get your little paws and you grab the hatch, you turn it, and it creaks under what you can presume to be many years of misuse.
Disuse, I would say.
Disuse. Yeah. What did I say?
Misuse.
Misdisuse.
It's mean. It's been much misused.
Yeah. And you pop it, and you can flip it over with a tremendous creaking sound. And I presume you pop yourself up.
Yeah, Pinch is going to pop up, and if he can, from a vantage point on the second floor, is he then able to do any kind... like, is it helpful to do a perception check to see if he can see anything out on the,
you can absolutely,
the ground?
Yeah, you can absolutely make me a perception check. So you kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, is that about right?
Yeah.
Am so I as out, you, I'm at as outside.
You, yeah, because what happens is, as you kind of scamper up, you're a bit higher, and you put yourself flat onto your stomach, you crawl over across one of the pipes that you saw that were lining around the front of the building, and you just peep your little ears and eyes, your beady little Yosoki eyes over the top and just start to look to see what you can see. And roll me a perception check.
That's 24.
Gosh, I hope that beats it. I hate when you roll something stupid high and then the DM's like, missed, you know.
Everything appears normal.
Yeah.
You see nothing. It's fine.
Well, with my roll, me, you don't see anything. As you kind of scan again that eerily silent arena that you see before you, and there's just not even a whisper. It's deathly. Deathly silent. You can still, save for the alarm that you can still hear behind you back in the station.
Can I shut that down? The alarm?
Yeah, so if you go over, make me a computer check for me.
Would you like assistance?
12.
Do you want to,
can I still help?
Oh, if you can, why not? Go for it.
Okay. Because that was kind of my idea.
All I'll say is, considering what's to come, I'll be nice.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm in danger.
That's a 22.
Great. So you add a +2, which goes above the DC of 13. So it's a very simple thing. You just need to find, like, your override. And
Where's the override? It's got to be on this console somewhere.
Take a breath.
I'm panicking.
Calm down. And then Arda's just going to guide your... What do you call insects? Hands. Help. Like, someone help.
Your hands? Shirins just have hands.
Appendages? You just have hands?
Appendages is a nice
thing. Yeah, guide one of your appendages to the right area.
Oh.
Mute.
And now I can think.
Immediately cuts out.
And I think once the alarm cuts out, Pinch will just call down and say, there's nothing out here.
Well
there has. You go. No, you go.
Something's hammering on the externals of the building. There has to be something here. Can you hear where that sound's coming from, at least?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing out here. It's just the wind.
Clink is going to find a place where he can watch the front door of the facility with his rifle in his hands.
So you're looking to stay in the building.
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
From Pinch's spot on the roof, he would like to... And take out his sniper rifle.
Great.
Just to be prepared.
You have a whole sniper rifle in there?
Sure do.
And
how does that
Zahark
not interfere with
and
your
Arda,
eating?
What about the two of you? Just so I can do things in order.
Absolutely.
I just feel like shit's going down. And we may not be able to stay here much longer. Is there a way I can kind of copy the information... The somewhat corrupted information back onto that data pad in the interim?
You can, like, set it up, start going. It's a large amount of data and it will take time, but you can definitely set up and start that
process.
Yeah,
I'm kicking myself that I didn't say to do that earlier. But, yeah, I think that's what I'd like to do.
Okay, so you're going to start the process of working out a way to start putting the data back onto... You're basically trying to link up those files back onto the data pad that you
have. Yeah, I think Arda kind of, like, looks out... towards the danger, and then remembering Clink's passionate plea of we have to find out as much as we can, turns right back to the computer with fascination and goes to copy the information onto the data pad.
And meanwhile, Zahark, what will you be doing?
So if Arda is at the computer,
you see Clink has gone off towards where you exited, towards the front door.
Well, he's at the door that separated the main hall where the building enters and this main room, right?
Is I thought you'd gone to the complete front door.
No, he's right there.
No, no. I have gone to the door that leads into the living area and faces the long corridor
got
to
you,
the
got
entrance.
You, got
so
you, got you. Yes.
I'm close to the very strong, very forearmed Kasathan as he returns from the boost.
So I'm not... going near you.
Okay, cool.
I'm actually doing what Sean thought you were doing, which I'm going to the front door of the main building itself.
Okay. Great.
Good. I'm glad that you're doing it.
Door
well,
open
if someone's
or door
gonna do
closed?
It.
Door closed.
Door closed.
Thank you.
Because you won't be able to see out of it.
No, that's fair. No, door open.
Door open.
Door open.
All sci-fi doors must... contractually open with that hissing sound.
Even if there's nothing to do it, it has to happen.
It has to.
Either it's a hiss or I'll also accept a zzz. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, I need one final thing.
That's up to Sean, which one he likes better.
Karma, I need one final perception check from you.
Okie dokie. Much worse.
No!
That one is a 13.
No!
That ain't gonna do it.
It's already probably invisible anyway, so...
Can I offer a suggestion, particularly to Karma, who...
Sure.
Newish to
can
role-playing.
Can help us. He's the only one who can help us.
Could I suggest that the Yosoki who's climb up onto the top of a building and has a sniper rifle maybe makes a stealth roll?
Stealth roll?
To hide as well? Because that doesn't necessarily negate the perception roll.
Yeah.
And if this thing's hiding... Then they're both like looking for each other.
Can it see me?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Make that stealth roll. I'll say that we can retroactively
yeah, it's
do
one,
that.
It's one
absolutely.
Thing to not see it, but you also don't want to be seen.
That's 25.
Ooh.
I'm in danger.
Yeah. No, it's a perfect GM response.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah. Ooh. You wanna play it that way?
Cool.
So, Hawk, I have you covered. Is anything out there?
No, not yet.
And as you open the door, make me a perception roll.
Good eye. Poor.
We don't see shit.
Just notice ape meat in capital letters on your notes there.
So he doesn't
forget. The door hasn't actually opened.
I rolled a 15 for my perception off a 4.
Great.
Perception's a good stat for me. Not a 4 is not a good roll for me.
No. Well, no.
Zahark,
it's not a good
yes.
roll for anyone.
You don't hear it. You feel it.
Oh, no.
That's much worse.
Because we are going to do two things. Number one, we are indeed going to roll for initiative.
Yay!
And woo-hoo! Then it is going to take its surprise round attack on Zahark.
I thought you were just going to say it's going to take Zahark.
That's
like,
what I
yoink.
Thought. He just yoinked out the front door.
And now we have to do like a fetch quest.
Clink turns, he's just gone.
Total alien situation.
Yeah.
Does anyone beat a 20 in initiative?
No.
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 Beautiful.
So it's going to get two attacks on me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cute.
Yeah.
Did you say cute?
I did say cute. That's very cute.
It's
almost
as if you're
enemy.
Our frontliner.
Sean, I didn't say this out loud. I'm sorry that I didn't. I forgot. Weapons are obviously drawn. I apologize if that's not clear.
Okay, but I'm not going to accept that you did a stealth roll because you didn't tell me that you did a stealth roll.
Absolutely.
Great.
No.
I marked that down.
No, for sure, for sure. Yes. No,
I'm happy to say that, like, based on what Zahark knows, you would have weapons out.
Yeah.
And Clint specifically said, has everyone got their weapons ready?
Yeah. So that's absolutely fine. I'm presuming Arda doesn't, or do you?
Well, not if I'm...
Yeah, you're
not
by the
if,
computer.
Not if my action is, like,
yes.
using the data pad.
Yeah, I would say that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, did anyone get between 15 and 20?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what did you get, Karma?
16.
And?
15.
Cool.
We're so
between,
screwed.
Between 10 and 15?
10 for me.
And you, what did you get?
I rolled an 8.
Great.
Oh, no.
Too confident.
R.I.P. Zahark.
Zahark's fine.
Maybe it's
we've got all our stamina to get through. It's all good.
Maybe it just wants a baby or something.
Well, it'd be helpful if
we find Zahark in a nest
it.
Somewhere.
That'd be
it'd be helpful if we knew what the heck it was.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll figure it out.
I have an idea, but I'll save it for the postseason.
So a few things to note about surprise rounds. Number one is that to any attacks, anyone that is being attacked has a -2.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To their AC because you are flat-footed.
Yep.
And also, this is I get to take one action.
Yes.
Now I need to make a decision on something.
A decision. Sure.
So, for those listening at home, you'd normally get a move and an action and a swift action on your turn, but in a surprise round, you get simply an action, so you can move or attack or do a very small thing. We can't do any of those things.
The surprise round happens. just happens. That's all I need to tell you. I did a thing.
Great.
And then it is going to be this thing's turn anyway, because it's top of the initiative order.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have no idea what it did.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
There's a pause.
That's none of our business, Ella.
There's a whistling of wind as the door opens, and then...
something.
What is your KAC?
My KAC minus two?
Yes. Well, no. Now you should be no longer flat-footed because the surprise round is done. Yeah.
It's 18.
Great. So immediately you are walloped by this thing. It feels big. It feels hard.
Be mature, people. Come on now.
Shot. Feels lusty. Passionate.
It thrusts into you.
Of course, this is the exact moment where I just got out of my
If it's
notes.
A tentacle monster, I'm walking out of the studio right now. We can't.
Zahark.
Hi.
It is a shimmer at first. An almost imperceptible gleam of light that seems to reflect and refract off nothing at all. As you feel this thing hit and then wrap itself around you, you blink and the ever so subtle glimmer is in a slightly different position. But it's higher up this time. Much higher. You crane your large Kasathan neck up, and then you notice it as this shimmer dissolves. And
oh, I'm going to show you
first what you see, and then I'm going to explain it for the listeners at home.
Can we all see it, or just... Ooh.
I love him.
It's very towers.
Cute. Can we keep him?
It towers above you with undulating scales of a light blue and green hue that seems to pulsate through its body as from its large head down to the tip of its tail, it's almost like the body is pulsing in itself. Its ginormous face you can see dotted with eyes along the front, and it has tentacles that are languishing down.
Damn it, there they are.
With little teeth on the edge of each tentacle, and this one of its tentacles is wrapped around you.
Yep.
What was your weapon again?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have many weapons.
Do you have like a sword or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. as we saw in that first combat.
Yes. Well, I'm just wondering if your sword is
I have
is
a
at
sword
the ready.
And yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I told Sean.
Yeah. I wasn't sure which weapon you you have so many weapons.
I have four arms. So I don't need to worry about swapping weapons.
What you do need to worry about is the fact that you are now grappled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And the damage has not yet come.
No.
This beast kind of looks like a bit like a wyvern to me, anyway.
It's giving basilisk to
me.
It's a bit like a worm.
Serpentine
with
body
a y, yeah.
with a
Y.
With like
take
a
14 points
no!
of slashing Oof. Damage.
No!
There goes your stamina.
What?
Most of it.
What?
Hey, party. Help.
So we can all now see it, correct?
Correct.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, we love that.
That's good.
It's good for us, yeah.
And
God closes the door.
This thing's going to use its multi-attack.
Yeah, hey.
What? I mean.
And I'm grappled, so I believe I'm flat-footed from that.
There's nothing we can really do until it's our turn.
Yeah, we just got to watch for now.
So, the grappled condition, you cannot move or take two-handed actions. You take a minus two penalty to AC, most attack rolls, reflex saves, initiative checks, and dex-based skill and ability checks, and you cannot make attacks of opportunity.
Okay, so I'm not flat-footed, but I do still have that minus two to AC.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same
I mean,
effect,
ostensibly the same thing.
It's got you, therefore it's easier for it to continue to bite you.
I also can't make attacks of opportunity. I think Sean just crit.
Nat 20.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Well, glad you bought those potions.
Now I need to remind myself whether that I just... Yeah, I roll twice and I take the damages twice. What is your stamina and hit points on, Chris?
My stamina, I'm at 4.
Yep.
My hit points, I'm at 22.
So a total of 26.
That's right.
How do you have less stamina and hit points than me? That's crazy.
Because I have strength. And strength doesn't give you
Not
hit
constitution,
points.
Not constitution.
Not constitution.
Yeah, fair.
I also have the best AC out of everyone. Cool if I could have some help.
Yeah, well, we'll try. When we get our turns,
we'll do our best.
Sure, we haven't actually acted yet. So.
As you kind of stare up at this massive thing whose black, voidless eyes match your own, Zahak, as it stares in and it cranes its head further kind of underneath the canopy, another one of its tooth-ended tentacles slashes out right across the face, puts a terrible gash down the side from the top of your forehead right across to the corner of where your mouth would be underneath the garb as you take 22 points of slashing damage. Reminder to everyone, I crit successed that.
And also, you got a lot of forehead, you know what I mean?
Like, big head. He got five head.
It's a lot of room to slash at.
Pinch, as you are looking over the vantage point, you see the moment this thing just apparates out of seemingly nowhere. It encompasses, if you're looking by the grid,
it's huge, right?
No! No.
We should get bonuses to hit it from its size.
It's huge.
It's large, so it's 3x3.
And very much in charge.
I'm going to actually, for those of you here at the table, I'm going to actually give you a comparative size difference.
Okay. That's going to help my nightmares.
Bigger than a car?
Yeah.
Whose car?
Bigger than a Dodge Ram?
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
And it's now essentially, so it has reached into this front door to get you at this stage.
Zahak opened the...
Sean's
no.
showing
it's
us
huge,
the picture.
It's like a sea serpent, but on the land.
Wish I hadn't shown you what it was called. Yeah. But
I already saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It is... than a car.
When I get a look at it, I'm going to roll my life sciences.
It is more like a house.
It's more like three SUVs stacked on top of each other.
So yeah, Pinch, after you kill it, roll your life sciences.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pinch.
It should be a free action to know what it is.
It's a free standard action which you can do. Yeah. It counts. So user skill is an other action that you can use.
Okay.
Usually things like to know something is a free action.
Sure.
You can not in the book while fighting.
Yes, you can think, oh, I recognize that. It's a glibbly glubbly.
I mean,
I've never done that.
To know something is not a free action.
And I can tell you that it wouldn't be life science that you'd roll.
Oh, okay.
Different creatures will require different roles. So, Pinch, this is the thing that you see just appear, and you maybe hear like a grunt, because you can't kind of see under the canopy, but you hear that someone has been like kind of grasped, and this thing just kind of like hisses. And its tongue flicks out as it stares down into someone. What do you do, Pinch?
So I can't see who it's attacked, but I can see it.
I would say that's fair, yes.
Great, okay.
Yeah, because
awesome.
As you can see there, you're kind of like above the canopy area and they are under in the doorway.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to attack it with my rifle.
Absolutely.
I believe some sort of trick attack is in order.
I cannot trick attack with this.
Because it's not an operative weapon or something?
No, it's unwieldy.
Oh, cool.
That's the
problem. Because it's your rifle, yeah.
It's a Shirin-eyed rifle.
But I bet it does more damage, right?
It does do more damage as long as I don't roll like a one.
Okay, yeah.
Why would you even say that?
Look, I put it out there so it doesn't happen.
So Shirin-eyed rifle, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I can also do a move action to aim it.
Yes, which is what, a plus two?
I believe it's a plus two. To hit. If you would like to double check, that would be amazing.
I've got my my lovely Starfinder themed combat cards here.
Not sponsored. Unless. Come on.
But maybe.
And if Phil, if you get it quicker.
Hey, Baizo, you've been retweeting us. Maybe give us a little.
Yeah.
Give us
it's
a little
been
sponsor.
Excellent that they've been following
been real cool.
and retweeting.
Yeah, thank you.
So aim is a. Is that a special thing you can do or is it a general thing?
Yeah, because I can't
it's
see
it's a special
aim as...
thing for sniper weapons.
Which
that would not be
I
on my
cards. I can't find it on here.
I see. I apologize for not having more details written down. I just have. It's a move action to aim. And apparently I didn't want to write down what that
apparently
means.
Apparently the mechanics of that eluded you.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
future,
is the most important part.
Future karma will get that.
Yeah.
I'll remember. I say.
When you make a...
he was a fool!
Weapons with the sniper special property can be fired accurately at very long ranges if aimed properly. If you aim the weapon as a move action and then fire it on the same turn, use the value listed with the sniper special property as the weapon's range increment. You can still fire a sniper weapon as normal, but it only has the range listed under its normal range entry while you do. So it's less... It just enables you to shoot further. Okay. It's like the ability of being able to like breathe in... breathe out, and then it just somehow goes longer.
Aim what are the weapon ranges?
So without aiming, it's 70.
Yeah.
And with aiming, it's 250.
Yeah, because it depends on the weapon. A range weapon's range increment is listed along with its other statistics. If you make an attack with a range weapon from a distance greater than its listed range, you take a cumulative -2 penalty to the attack roll for each full range increment of distance between you and the target beyond the first. For most ranged weapons, the maximum range is 10 range increments or 10 times the number listed as the weapon's range. So you're well within.
So basically, it doesn't help in this circumstance because what it stops you... So whatever your range increment is, if you attack beyond that, you get a
-2.
-2. You attack beyond it again, you get another -2.
So being closer doesn't
give you... Being closer doesn't give you a bonus.
That's fine.
If you're just preventing yourself getting a negative.
That's cool. Yeah. That's all good then. Then I don't need to aim.
No.
I may have made an error, but that's okay. I cannot full attack, so I will just attack. And we'll see what happens.
Why can't you full attack?
Because my weapon is unwieldy.
Oh, of course, that's right. Yes. Would you prefer to have a different weapon out?
No, we'll see how this goes.
Okay, sure.
Imagine having a sniper and not aiming. That's wild to me.
Well,
needs must.
Also... rolled real bad, so this is going to be very exciting. I got a total of 9.
A total of 9?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
So what'd you roll?
A 2.
Oh no! Oh no!
Our DPS is failing us.
So yeah, you aim, like, it's been a while since you've used the sniper rifle as well. But
also,
you...
it just appeared out of the air. Like, it shimmered into existence, and I tried to take the shot as that was happening.
That's absolutely it. Like, you're looking out into the space that is beyond, and kind of like just out of the bottom left corner of your eye is where you feel this mass. You immediately pull and shoot, but it's an overreaction, and you miss.
I think given that we were searching for it, and given the reason he got his sniper rifle out is like expecting it to be further, expecting there to be lots of things, not quite sure what he's going to see, and then it's very close and... very much already attacking someone, and he sort of panics. And
plus, you don't want to shoot Zahark either.
True, true. I don't know what's happening down there, so I'm just, trying my best.
Just trying my best.
Hi.
You are looking down the length of the corridor, and you can see a bunch of scales in the way, and some sort of appendage of some description wrap itself and hold Zahark tight.
Cool.
And you hear the sound of a sniper bullet bing pass and just hit the ground with a puff of dirt.
So can I make some sort of knowledge roll to know what I'm seeing?
Make me a mysticism check, please.
Okay, well that's not going to work.
No.
That's going to be bad.
If you don't have mysticism as a skill, you can't do the roll.
I can't do it. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's bad.
So I don't know how easy this thing is to hit or hurt. So I'm loath to make a full action here to shoot it, because those two attacks made it -4, so I'm a bit worried about doing that if I don't know how easy it is to hit. Dex and I are just going to open fire.
Go for it.
We're
absolutely
gonna say,
how panicked little Shirin.
So 19.
19?
Yep.
Two.
That'll be EAC.
EAC hits.
Yay!
Nice. So I hit. That's the laser rifle going off.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may have just heard an exhale from Chris.
Goodness. You mean Wade? Who's your deity?
Shush.
Jesus.
Friends.
Who is this Jesus?
Friends
you talk
call
of?
Him Jesus.
Yeah.
But his real name is much harder to pronounce.
1d8. You're dealing. That's good.
Yeah, it's not an amazing weapon.
It's not, but it's good.
Oh,
that's a good roll.
7.
7 points of damage. It was a respectable shot.
And then Dex fires his pistol.
I forgot about Dex every single time.
So, relevantly to our early rules discussion, which has probably been cut, one of the perks that Dex has is long shot. So he can fire his pistol from most ranges without negatives.
That's great.
To make him just a little bit more versatile as a combat character. So he is a +6.
Told you it was a he.
Dexy boy. Yeah,
he's a he.
Yeah, it happened immediately afterwards.
Oh, that's a miss.
It's 10 versus KAC.
Oh, suck it, Dex. Absolutely not.
Sorry, I'm just having a little panic in the
corner.
So
we yell down the corridor, and the laser rifle charges and goes off, sinks into this thing's flesh with a decent kind of burning, probably foul-smelling smoke.
You see, some of the coloration, like, temporarily go like a red and a brown before shuddering back to its blue and green hue.
That is our round. I'm not going to move closer to it. I'm just going to stay in my
little hidey hole.
Little hidey hole inside the facility and while Dex's, we try and cover.
Dex's shot just hits above the banister, like still on the inside of the building, and just embeds itself into the wall there. Arda.
Yes. Now, did I need to complete my action, or that's already kind of happening?
I'm happy to say that for the purpose of this, before everything started, that you've set it up ready to go.
Okay.
Like during the alarm section, that'll be nicey nice.
Thank
What's
you.
What's the higher priority here?
No, I'm just wondering if I've already like burnt through my action and now I'm
Yeah, whether you can do anything
to
or
you.
Not. Yeah.
I think there's a disadvantage is that you are out of the line of fire and your weapon isn't ready.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah, you've set it up before the combat started, like in the surprise round, say, and now you're ready to go.
So I'm just trying to figure out whether I can still cast magic missile.
I'm happy to say that you can get yourself over next to Clink so you can see down the way.
Yes.
So you've got line of sight of the creature.
Yeah, and then magic missile is what, standard action?
Arda, do you have a mysticism, by the way?
I do. I would like to try and know this creature, so that's a free action.
Yeah.
It's not a high mysticism,
it isn't,
but I do
say
have it.
It is.
It's a four.
Oh, well, you don't know what this thing is. No, it looks like a big snake.
It's a creepy Eoxian
big
thing.
Big fucking snake. Okay.
Over 100 feet, so you're well within the range.
Yeah, so it's a standard action.
Now, it's a save by myself,
yeah,
isn't it?
But I...
Nope.
No, I can't use my full action because I've moved. So it's just a standard action and...
That's right, it's a roll from Ellen's perspective, isn't it?
It just happens.
Just happens?
Magic missile, I believe, just happens.
Fire two missiles that strike targets unerringly. The creatures must still be valid targets and deal 1d4 plus 1 force damage each.
Nice.
I can't target specific parts of the creature. Oh, okay, I think I can only cast one actual missile.
No, it's two. It's two or plus one if you use a full action.
You fire two missiles of magical energy that strike targets unerringly and deal 1d4 plus 1 force damage each.
Yeah. But it does say each missile can only strike only one creature. Oh,
yeah,
that's fine. I just can't do.
You can't do multiple.
Yes. You can't.
Yeah, but both have to hit the one creature, which you can do.
Okay.
No, it's like you can't split the damage.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. So I'm going to cast it.
Cast it. Yeah, you just get to do it. Magic missile, everyone.
So let's roll.
A fantastic. It doesn't do tons of damage.
No.
It's
reliable.
But I run down briefly and kind of slide next to Clink. Take a look at Zahark and just open up my hands and this bolt of electricity fires one zhoo and then the other zhoo straight into this creature. So let's just roll. So three damage for the first one and five damage for the second one.
Nice, for 8 points of total accumulative damage.
Do like lights like dance down your arms as
I imagine,
the power gathers?
Yeah, similar to jolting energy, you see Arda's circuitry, her inner circuitry just kind of glow a brilliant blue as it almost like goes from the toes, the heads, it meets in the middle and then down through the hands.
Nice.
Sorry, it's not a huge damage.
What is that thing?
I have no idea.
Just keep shooting!
Zahark, you are damaged, deathly hurt. This thing is mere what feels like centimeters away from you. You can hear from around you, see a sniper rifle coming here, two magic missiles blasting in the face, bullets shooting. This thing still has you. What do you do?
First thing I'd like to do is I'd like to roll mysticism.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Please roll me a
mysticism.
I was
going to say, ironically, you're the... No!
Oh, no!
Ironically, you'd be the person who probably knows.
Total of 12. Sean, total of 12. With a nat 1.
That sounds like it would be enough to know the gist.
The name of it, maybe.
The vibe. Can we get
don't
a vibe based
so.
Roll?
No, big worm.
I don't
know.
So. You look at this thing like you... Is it native to Eox? Can you find it elsewhere? You've never seen this thing before.
I think I'm under duress as well.
Yeah.
Gun to your head, also, what is this creature?
And also, like, doesn't really matter right now, at least to the immediate section.
Yeah, yeah.
If we know it, we can kill it.
Sean, can I ask a quick question of you? The grappled rules, do they prevent casting?
Target that has grappled or pinned condition is limited in the actions they can take. As a standard action, the grappled target can attempt a grapple combat maneuver to grapple you or use the escape task, the acrobatic skill, to break free.
So you can grapple back
or you can break free. Those are your two standard
actions.
Those
are my two options.
It's time to wrestle or run.
How many increments above your own size can you grapple? Unless we see otherwise, there doesn't seem to be like a set, at least not that I can see.
Size difference that you're allowed to grapple.
No, it just says you have to have two hands free.
Sizes is not a thing in Starfinder. Yeah.
Like, yes, you can grapple anything you want.
Yeah, someone said that they house ruled that you can't successfully grapple something more than two size categories. However,
that feels kind of sensible.
There are other things that have that rule in Starfinder, but it doesn't seem to be that.
Yeah, but that being said, this thing is not more than two sizes bigger. It is two sizes bigger. Yeah. So by technicality, I'm going to say that because it's what it damages you with are the little tentacle things that are on it. You could grab those if you wanted to.
Yeah, grab them.
So just to be clear, my actions are to grapple or to try and escape.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I will...
So you can't... Yeah,
I will let you know this. Anything. To escape a grapple is 10 plus the grappler's KAC.
Yes.
Acrobatics.
Yes, which I'm not going to do, right? Because my acrobatics is minus two.
Yes,
dex roll, and I don't have high dex.
No.
Right, so the only thing I can really try and do is grapple back.
Which Tussle. Is strength?
Get wrestling!
I do have high strength.
Okay.
But also, so when it grappled me, it didn't make an attack against my, like, AC versus combat maneuvers?
It's a specific thing that it can do.
I see. That means I'm going to die. I'm going to roll to try and take control of the grapple.
Roll a combat maneuver attack roll.
So this is going to have to beat its KAC plus 8.
Yep, because otherwise I'm trying to beat its KAC plus 10 with an acrobatics roll, which is worse.
Yes.
In every conceivable way.
Yeah. May the...
With a minus two.
May the dice be in your favor.
No.
I
rolled a 5. Doesn't matter how many bonuses you can give me. It makes an attack against me next turn. I'm at 4 hit points.
Maybe it'll
Not
attack
stamina,
us instead.
4 hit points.
Pinch.
I'm dead.
Do your war dance. I don't know if you have a war dance, but now's the time to strap on them shoes. You might be unconscious.
You wrap around enough hit points.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
When are you able to use your resolve to negate things?
During. between combats.
Yeah, you can't
not
do it during
combat.
Yeah.
You can use it to auto-stabilize, though, right?
Yes.
Did you have healing serums?
Yep.
Okay.
Could I use them?
No. Not while you grappled.
Could I heal myself using my own magic? No.
Oh.
Could I use any of my magic attacks? No.
Grappled is extremely strong.
If you weren't grappled, do you have healing spells?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm your party's tank and healer.
I know, because I don't have any healing spells.
This thing.
That's because you're mage. You're a DPS.
But also, I have mending spells for constructs.
This thing just went. I'll be having that.
Yeah.
I just really assumed that either me or like Phil's little dragonfly would get hurt first, and I statted accordingly. Oh dear. Sean's still counting. This can't be good.
So, as you attempt to try and like squirm your way out and you try and like grapple this thing, get one of your many arms out to try and just wrestle, maybe try and grab its tentacles, hold them together. You're squirming, and you're not really able to budge from where you are. And from the west hand side, Zahark, from what you can see, from the west hand side, Pinch, as you're overlooking, you can see coming around from a corner is a Shirin. Dressed in raggedy clothing with its environmental protection suit up, weathered, dirty, and it has its arm raised up and it crunches with its hand and this creature shudders and it takes 12 points of damage.
Thank you, friend.
Yay!
Hang on, let's hold our applause. Hold it.
Looks like it's wearing like what seems to be like a very dirty, withered lab coat of some description. You would ascertain, not unlike what you saw in the videos inside the research station. It is this thing's turn.
Oh, the monster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now I'm going to make...
Not the Shirin.
No, Sheeran just helped us by 12 hit points.
Which is awesome.
I'm actually...
People in STEM, I say.
This thing...
Bugs in STEM.
...goes by instinct and it goes by threat. So I'm actually going to leave this down to the roll of a die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's going to be 1 for Pinch, 2 for Arda, 3 to continue on with Zahark, 4 for Clink, and 5 for the mysterious Sheeran. Stranger. 6, I'll roll again.
Woo! That's just when he was introduced, I felt like that was a musical sting.
From the Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
Cowboy scientist.
Pinch, I would like you to look over here, look over my counter, and look at what I rolled.
Oh, shit! I almost died in real life.
I will tell you to negate that amount of suspense.
Can I just tell the audience, Karma leaned over to look at the
and just
the
almost
die.
At the GM's instruction.
At the GM's instruction.
I was
the
just
chair,
doing what I'm told.
And the chair just almost fell completely
right next
over.
To the mixer.
I
nearly ruined this whole production.
A 3.
Ah! No!
Yeah, man.
No!
Yeah, I'm gonna die.
Of we all... knew this was gonna come.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I don't know nothing.
So
I rolled bad.
On the turn after the grapple, melee damage is done to the opponent at the start of the serpent's turn. So I'm going to roll that melee damage first. 9 points of damage.
All right, -5.
Okay, so you are unconscious.
You go limp in this thing's tentacle as its tooth comes around and slashes again across your jugular this time. It's waving around and it again, yeah, it slashes into you. Now, actually, ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So as it goes to slash you, you see it momentarily go invisible. And as it slashes you once again, it then visibly comes back into vision. So it's momentarily gone, and then it came back again.
Phases out, phases back in. Zahark's limp.
Now, I have to make a new attack roll. I'm going to explain this as I go. What is your KAC, Chris?
I'm dying, so I don't know if I have any.
You still, for the purposes of this, you will.
18.
How are you feeling, Chris?
Yeah, good. What's up?
As it has you limp in its body, it tightens, it opens up its maw, and it lifts you down and inside its gullet. The 7-foot Zahark disappears within this creature that you have still yet not named. You have been listening to Among the Dust, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Starfinder and all associated properties are trademark of Paizo Incorporated, authorized through Paizo's community use policy.
So you could do like a full attack or something instead.
Yeah, well,
one
that's...
thing.
Cut.
Just so I know where to go to.
I know.
Yeah.
this wasn't Sean's misplaced attempt at starting an a cappella group, which is a shame.
The world's not ready.
I may have.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.